baptized, and they come on forward this way. You guys can sit down if you like. Every one of these folks will accept the Christ as their Savior. They'll talk to them individually as they're being baptized. Now remember, we have folks in different churches. But a person gets baptized, that's going to happen in the spiritual, other than obedience. And that obedience is everything. That's the next level of relationship with God, what it's supposed to be. Each one of these folks will accept the Christ as their Savior, and they choose to follow him and believe his baptism. And we applaud them for that. So we'll have some music, and we'll get close to Jesus and take care of this. Let's take it that way.
Another one? Okay, how about 458, take my life and let it be. 458.
All right, this is Anders Douglas. And Anders, are you a believer?
Yes.
You accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
You like to follow him in believer's baptism and live for him?
Yes.
All right. Because of your profession of faith in him, I now baptize you, my brother. Buried in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. This is Randy Douglas, his father. And Randy, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I have.
And you'd like to follow him in believer's baptism?
Yes.
Amen. Now, the exact words of this ceremony aren't magical. Sometimes we'll say the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it's baptized in the name of the Lord. Sometimes it's just baptized. The words aren't magical. The process is about obedience, and that shows our heart toward God. For anybody the Lord's divine command and his profession of faith in him, I now baptize you, my brother. Pray in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise to God and newness of life. Amen. This is Parker Combs. This is my nephew, and he's accepted Christ as Savior. Parker, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
And you'd like to follow him in believer's baptism and live for him?
Yes.
Amen. All right, Parker, by the power invested in me in the state of the gospel of the church, I now baptize you, my brother. Right in baptism, raise to walk the newness of life. Amen. This is Elijah Smolik. And Elijah, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
And would you like to follow him in baptism and live for him?
Yes.
Amen. Because of your profession of faith in him, I now baptize you, my brother. Buried in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. This is Lorene Douglas. Her husband and one of her sons just got baptized a moment ago. Lorene, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I have.
You'd like to follow Him in believer's baptism at this time and live
yes.
for Him? Because of your confession in Him, I now baptize you, my sister. Buried in baptism. Praise the Lord and minister of life. This is Jackie Bullington. Her story is a little bit different. When you were about 16 or 17. I baptized her when she was 15 years old, about 22 years ago. She believed she was a Christian, but she wasn't really a believer at that time. A couple of years ago, she accepted Christ and she realized the difference. So we started talking about baptism. She decided she wanted to be baptized again, and this time as a believer. So Jackie, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I have.
And you'd like to follow Him in believer's baptism at this time?
Yes.
Amen. By your confession of faith and your profession of Him, I now baptize you, my sister, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried in baptism. Praise God and minister of life. This is our last person to be baptized today. This is Catherine Miller. Kathy, how old are you now?
14.
Katie's 14 years old, and she's accepted Christ as your Savior. And Katie, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a tough question, yeah. So you've asked Christ to come into your heart and save you?
Yes.
And you'd like to be baptized now at this time?
Yes.
Through your confession of faith in Him, I now baptize you, my sister. Buried in baptism. Praise the Lord and meet the Lord. Amen. I think that's it, right? That's it, all right. Now you can come and look at this water if you want to, but it looks more like a pond. We got stuff growing in here. So it's not that gross, it just looks kind of funny. Yeah. All right, let's all stand if you would then. Some of our folks will have their clothes changed and they'll be out here. Some of them won't. But if you happen to see one, shake their hands and tell them congratulations for following the Lord. It's a big deal. It's nice to have everyone here this morning. And Brother Jerry, would you close us in a word of prayer this morning?
Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to come together and to worship in your house. Lord, we
Lord, we would ask a special blessing upon these folks today that in confession of their faith in you have gone through the baptism service. Lord, we just ask that would be a special thing in their hearts, and ask that we as a congregation may do well to support them and continue their growth of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.